You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I haven't even said anything funny yet, and I'm already giggling. You know, sorry. Why do I have the giggles? I almost got fired when I was trying to go through vegetarian meal choices. And even though I'm so pro-vegetarian, I think people that are vegetarian and vegans are phenomenal. It's just I kind of lost it when I was through substitutes for meat. So I got to make sure I get the giggles out of my system. All right, we got a lot to talk about. Actually, we got a good show. We got Chad Watkins from Discovery's hit show Ice Cold Gold going to be on with us, giving us some of the scoop that he's allowed to give, and, you know, kind of shoot the breeze with Chad Watkins and, you know, why I think he's like one of the biggest studs on television right now. We also need to talk about how antidepressants in women can actually put us at risk for heart disease and diabetes. Now, the whole reason why I was going to be going on an antidepressant after menopause is because I was depressed about my heart disease and diabetes risk. If you're now saying that the antidepressant increases that risk, we're just all screwed. We also need to talk about what's going on or what happened with Southwest Airlines. I think they had a computer glitch. Planes were grounded. My problem with that is the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan cruise is coming up next week. Not that I take Southwest Airlines to go to Alaska by any means. We actually fly to Seattle. But it's a way to transition into the Dr. Dahlia cruise because I'm not really good at transitioning. And if we could talk about Southwest Airlines, I'm sure we could hop over, you know, the tarmac to another airline and talk about that. Okay. But you know what? It's going to be an interesting segment, I promise. Then we have another issue with our statin medications intermixing with antibiotics. Ooh, I know. I told you guys this was an exciting show. I know. Aren't you all salivated at the mouth on this one? Yeah, statins with statins having drug interactions with clarithromycin, erythromycin antibiotics. I tell you, this is breaking news, people. Breaking news. And you only get it here on the Dr. Dahlia Show. No news is this fascinating. We need to talk about metabolism. Metabolism. It's a urological condition. We won't talk about that, but issues with your statin medications and antibiotics. I probably need to review with y'all now that we're in summer. I guess, right, it's the first day of summer, or it was the first day of summer, or we're in summer. Many of you guys are popping pills that actually interact with the sun. And I pretty much review this with you guys every fiscal quarter, but I might as well do that again because it's kind of sunny. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many of you have been asking me about your tax refund check, when you're going to get your tax refund check. I don't know. I haven't gotten mine yet. Last I heard, the IRS is going to be doling out like $70 million in bonuses to people within their administration, but I don't know when tax refund checks come out. Your guess is as good as mine. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I do, though, have a question for you all. What the hell are we supposed to do with all these ants that are coming into the house? I mean, we really don't have food in the house. I never go grocery shopping. I make my husband, if he has to cook something, cook up some top ramen. And we have all these ants. And, I mean, there's no food on the toilet seat. What the hell are the ants doing on the toilet seat? I think they're called sugar ants, but sugar ants are supposed to be brownish. These are little black suckers. Yes, I do have three cats. They don't do anything. They don't try to kill the ants. They just sit there and watch them. Those three cats are probably the worthless pets I've ever had. My dogs, they don't care. They're the ones probably bringing the ants inside the house. So if any of you could give me any advice on what the hell to do with all these ants, please let me know. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. All I could find in terms of, and I know I don't want PETA to get mad, so I can't say killing the ants. I guess we're supposed to, what, carry them outside? All right. I can't find any website telling us how to save the ants' lives and redirect them outside the house. All I could find are websites telling us how to kill them. And I guess Borax, or is it Borat? Oh, this is a website on the Borat movie. No, you could use, oh, it's Borax. Yeah, I remember my mom used to use Borax. You know, I'd come home from school all muddy and she'd shower me in Borax. Okay, so I guess Borax contains boric acid, usually non-toxic to humans, but it can hurt your pet. So if my cats kind of, you know, sniff around the area just watching the ants, they can unfortunately be caught in the crossfire. I guess vinegar is an idea, too. I don't really have any vinegar. I'm sure we got some douche around the house, but we don't have any vinegar. But I guess if there's vinegar, problem with douche is I don't even think douche is made with vinegar anymore. Isn't douche made with like all these like fancy fragrances, right? There's like rose, there's margarita, there's a pina colada douche I heard. Pina colada. If you like pina colada. Okay. Anyway, vinegar you could use. Somebody told me that you could get a whole bunch of boiling water and you could throw the boiling water on the kitchen floor. I don't know. If any of you guys have had any luck with boiling water, please let me know about that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of douche, women who use talcum powder in that area is more at risk for ovarian cancer. I talked about this earlier in the week. We need to talk about that because a lot of us use certain products. Some of us probably need to use more products than others, but in the medical community, we really don't recommend using products down there. All right? I don't care if you've been married, you know, only 6 months and you know, we get kind of nervous because some of these things can actually introduce chemicals up into the pelvic cavity. So we're going to talk about that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. By the way, I am on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, so if you find any of my shows as fascinating as I do, you may want to catch us on Twitter, and then, of course, Facebook, our Dr. Dahlia show page. I got to push it. All right, looks like I'm on break. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and not firing me in all these years. Big thanks to Kyle and Shane who are working the dials. Looks like I'm the kind of gal that needs two men to operate my dials. I'm sorry. Why do I have the gigglies today? The jokes aren't even that good. Big thanks to XM Satellite Channel 244, Talk Superstation, KDWN, and all our affiliates out there, Vesalia, Sedalia, in Arkansas, all over the place, even Greenland. You know, people listen to my show in Greenland. We're going to be talking to Chad Watkins from Ice Cold Gold at the bottom of the hour, getting some scoop, and on all the rubies and diamonds they are hunting for up there. Pretty cool stuff. Okay, so what do we want to talk about now? I need to quickly tell many of you out there before we switch to a subject that the men could listen to too. Women using talcum powder in the Lili regions can possibly cause, in we could call it the pelvic. We'll do pelvic, not Lili. Okay. Sometimes, you know, it's a family show, so I gotta use terms that will confuse the kids. Lili's kids don't really understand what a Lili is. Anyway, they talk about. You know, we need to do that. We need to do a show on what our parents used to call our body parts, right? Because there were supposed to be code names for them, right? Because you didn't want to come to school and go, you know, Dad, you didn't want to go to school and tell your teacher that you had a, you know, Bartholin cyst issue and you know, go into, you know, labia terminology. So, you know, we would just kind of call the Lily. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say that on air. Anyway, they say women who regularly use talcum powder to keep fresh actually increase their risk of ovarian cancer by almost a quarter. Now, why? What's the scoop? Well, they think that many of these particles, because remember, there's perfumes in them and, you know, there's the talc, etc. Some people even use cornstarch, etc. These things are inflammatory when they're foreign to the body. Now, some of these people, they just do everything external. Some people do internal. The more internal, the more risk, obviously. Okay, I got to be very careful on the application of some of these things. I hope I don't have to go into too much detail. If not, just Google Lily and talcum. Anyway, they say around 40% of women are thought to regularly use talcum powder for personal hygiene. In the past, ovarian and uterine cancer studies have kind of been inconclusive, but in this latest probe, did you see what the author used in this? He called it a probe. In the latest probe, doctors at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston pooled data from 8 separate studies to try to come up with a definitive answer, and they looked at basically 8,500 women who were diagnosed with ovarian cancer compared to, you know, who had used talcum powder versus 9,000 or 9,800 women that didn't, and basically, in essence, it raised the risk of ovarian tumor by 24%. Now, in one of the studies looked at, all right, they found that women carrying a gene called glutathione 5 transferase M1 or G5TM1. No, I have no idea if Angelina Jolie carries it or not. But anyway, women who lack the gene, okay, called this glutathione S transferase T1, are nearly 3 times as likely to develop ovarian tumors. So with the latest Supreme Court ruling, what may be kind of cool for some of us ladies is to go and get our glutathione S transferase M1 tested before we go to Walmart and buy our douche. Just because, sorry, because it's not funny. It's not funny. Who's laughing? Who's laughing? Not funny. Because, you know, all right. Anyway, here's the problem with talcum powder. I have got to switch the subject to fast. Talcum powder is made from us. I'm reading this, okay? The laughs are in the article. I'm not laughing because the doctor should not think this is funny. Talcum powder is made from a soft mineral called hydrous magnesium silicate, something I plan to get put in terms of implants in my breast later. Hydrous magnesium silicate. Now, it's found throughout the world, but when it's crushed and dried and milled to produce a powder, it could be inflammatory, and it actually is very similar to asbestosis. And some of these talcum powders can even cause mesothelioma, which is a form of lung cancer. So they think that some of these particles travel all the way up through the genital tracts, getting up, you know, okay, so you got the vagina, right, you got the lily, you got the cervix, you got the opening through the cervix. Then it goes up into the uterus and the cervix is like a light bulb, right, the cervix is like the silver corkscrew type thing. The uterus is like a light bulb, although it obviously doesn't have any electrical source, but you know what I'm talking about. Then there's openings connecting the fallopian tubes, and then the fallopian tubes connect to the ovaries. Now, we're talking about female anatomy. We'll talk about the vas deferens and epididymis when we're talking about something different. So the big issue there is there's open space into the peritoneum. So you're flushing stuff in there sometimes, or you're poofing powder. I don't really know how to apply it. I apologize. And it spreads up there, and you are getting chemicals in there. This is why we in the medical community don't recommend these types of products. products. If you have issues, if you have certain odors, that tells you that you that you need to get this checked out. It could be a bacterial infection, and then we could do swabs, etc. Look for yeast, look for Gardnerella, look for any other type of bacteria, vaginosis, including strep, lactobacillus, etc. We could look for STDs like trichomonas, gonorrhea, chlamydia, etc. So, you know, just kind of a quick warning out there on talcum powder and certain douches. Now, many of you take statins. Oh, thank heavens we're changing the subject. Statins. So many of you are taking cholesterol medication. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have Lori on the line who wants to describe how to apply the douche. We're going to pass on that one, Lori. Thank you. We're going to change subjects. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877. Sorry, Lori. DOCDALI. Statin medications plus certain antibiotics could trigger a toxic reaction. Those of you that like your Lipitor, your Crestor, and your Zocor, bravo, kudos to being able to tolerate a statin medication. They are one of my favorite pharmaceuticals. And even though I'm accused of being pro-pharmaceutical and in bed with pharmaceutical companies, I've not slept with anybody in the pharmaceutical industry that I can currently remember. All right, I'm just a huge fan of statins above all medications because it protects against heart disease. Well, you're not supposed to take these medications if you're taking an antibiotic such as clarithromycin or erythromycin. Many of you know clarithromycin from Bioxin XL and erythromycin. Many of us took it. I got to tell you, erythromycin and clarithromycin, phenomenal antibiotics. The problem is there's GI issues. Like erythromycin makes you really nauseated. Clarithromycin and Bioxin gives you this metallic taste. Z-Pak came out pretty similarly to the same time as clarithromycin. It's in the same family, but no issues with statin medications and the Z-Pak. So Z-Pak is still, you know, in the clear pretty much for now. Now, I've always known in medicine to avoid the clarithromycin and people taking cholesterol medication, so I rarely write Bioxin, even though it is one of the most phenomenal antibiotics out there. You will have to talk to your doctor about maybe going off the statin, which we don't like to recommend, you know, or to switch your antibiotic. Why? Because it could cause kidney damage, muscle damage. The antibiotics could inhibit the metabolism of the cholesterol medication, the statin. Thus far, you have a higher concentration of the statin in the blood. They even say this could cause death. Now, I don't want you all to freak out. Some of you have been taking something called a PrevPak. Now, PrevPak we use for H. pylori. It's got Prevacid in it. It's got clarithromycin. It's got medicine to kind of fight the bacteria. Phenomenal medicine. The sucker works. But don't take it while you're taking a cholesterol medicine. That's something we need to kind of warn you about. All right. For those of you that are very interested in the mechanism, it's the liver enzyme cytochrome P450 isoenzyme 3A4. I have that memorized. I don't even have to read that sucker. All right. We should all, honestly, y'all should know about your cytochrome P450 isoenzyme 3A4, right? Okay, good. Speaking of antibiotics, I do get a little nervous about some of the antibiotics during the summertime. Like, for example, many of you come in and you have a huge reaction on your face, and it turns out you went to an urgent care and you got back like a bladder infection or a sinus infection. Well, Bactrim has photosensitivity. Now, I know we're going to be coming up on the end, and we got a phenomenal interview coming up, but just to quickly review, these are some medications you need to watch for when you go out into the sun. Doxycycline, tetracycline, Cipro, levofloxacin, and your Bactrim. Some of you are on St. John's wort. That could react with the sun. Yes, there's photoallergy, photosensitivity. I won't go into the details now due to time, but no, Benadryl, you need to avoid being out into the sun. Benzoyl peroxide for our acne. Many of you use benzoyl peroxide products. Don't go out to the sun. Ibuprofen, naproxen, no sun, people. Certain blood pressure medicines, cholesterol medications like your statins. So, make sure to check that out or email me with your medication at drdolly.com so I can tell you. Don't go away. Chad Watkins from Ice Cold Gold coming up.
Everybody, listen up. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more. We have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Before we talk to one of my favorite people in Discovery right now on Ice Cold Gold, Chad Watkins, we do have Richard calling. Not sure if he has the rockin' pneumonia, the boogie woogie flu, but that is something I can't handle on air. So, Richard, what's going on, buddy?
How you doing?
Not too bad. What's
Hello?
Up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Well, no, I can't hear you at all, but
you can't
I'll
hear
turn
me?
The radio on. So, no, okay. I can hear you fine.
Okay.
Actually, I used to have this really, I used to have this really good doctor. And, my health has gone, you know, like from bad to worse the last few years. But anyhow, here's the deal. Her husband was a chiropractor.
You know, this doctor sounds sexy. Yeah, uh-huh.
Actually, she was really cool. I knew her before she had her first kid. So anyhow.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. She didn't sleep with you accidentally, did she? Okay.
No. But anyhow, I used to drink these really nice red wines and smoke these Cuban cigars. And anyhow, that's not important. So I quit seeing her for reasons we won't get into. But here's the problem. I have what's called a fistula. And you know what that is. I don't want to talk about talcum powder and women's body parts, okay?
You know, that's okay.
No, but the doctors don't really... I'm having a hard time with the doctors that I'm dealing with right now. You know what a fistula is.
Oh, yeah, I know. I mean, that's why I hate being on radio. I wish I was on TV because I could really describe to everybody what this fistula looks like. Have you seen a GI doctor yet?
Yep.
And what did he say?
I have. Well, I've gone to the gastroenterologist, and I've had every test in the world you can think of. I've had the CAT scan done. I've had the bare minimum. I've had the I've had the urethroscope, but I've had the
that's always a fun one. Yeah.
Oh yeah. We love those. And I had the never mind. It doesn't matter.
Well, Richard, Richard, I don't want to cut you off. We do have our interview still waiting. I could talk about fistulas after the interview because I know we all really want to probe that one. But thank you for calling in, and we'll get to it as soon as we can. Thank you, Richard, for calling. All right, guys, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Let me see if I got my buddy Chad from Ice Cold Gold. I don't know if many of you have seen Discovery's new hit show, Ice Cold Gold. This is really, really cool, right? You got dredgers and prospectors and miners, and they go to Greenland. I'm sorry, did I say Greaseland? I said Graceland. I'm sure Chad's been to Graceland also. We'll ask him. But they go to Greenland, and they basically they're searching for gold, and I guess in the last episode they found rubies. So pretty cool stuff. But no, he's not single, ladies, so don't hit on him. All right, Chad, baby, do we got you on the line? No. You know what? That's the problem with, being in Greenland. If you aren't hooked up to any, equipment, nobody can really hear you because they're that kind of far away. All right. Hold on a second. Okay. Oh, good, good. We got Chad Watkins. Hey, Chad, buddy, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Awesome. Great. Okay. Woo-hoo. Okay, good. So can you tell everybody what you guys were doing up there in Greenland before I make a bigger mess of your intro?
We, our company, 60 Degree Resources, went out to Greenland last summer to prospect for gold, diamonds, rubies, sapphires, pretty much any mineable commodity that we could find.
And then during the show, you guys had, I guess you started to look for gold, and then you switched gears and you went after rubies. Now, I know you can't tell us much about second season, but is that now the angle you guys are going for? You're going to be going for the rubies?
Well, if we go back, and we should know here within probably the next week or two, there's a lot for us to figure out still. Our plan would be to... head to Fiskenace at first and look at that ruby deposit a little harder and start taking some bigger samples.
Man, what was it like up there? Were you freezing?
The daytime temperatures were anywhere from 35 to 60 when it wasn't raining. With as much hiking and walking as we were doing, really didn't get too cold during the day. During the nights, it got a little chilly, but... good warm sleeping bag takes care of that.
Yeah. No, I saw you. Did you guys have all your own tents, or did you all have to, like, bunk up together?
No, we all have our own tents and our own separate spaces. Kind of when you're working with the same, eight guys day in and day out, you at least need a little bit of privacy at the end of the day.
I hear you. Do you think it was good that it was just all you men, or do you think a woman needed to have been kind of thrown into the mix?
it would take a pretty thick-skinned woman. the eight of us are pretty crude, and you know.
No, you don't have to answer that. I just thought it was entertaining. I thought it was entertaining on the show how, you know, the guys even started to kind of get on each other's nerves. And you don't have to go into that because I know you got to work with them all. But, you know, if you put a bunch of women right up there in Greenland, okay, the first show they would have already been fighting or somebody would have been throwing some sort of mud or mud wrestling. But when it's guys, you guys were able to keep your cool until the fourth episode, huh?
Yeah, for the most part, most of, you know, anytime that we had a disagreement or problem, we usually deal with it on the spot, you know, and move on past it. And, you know, 3 hours later, we'd forgotten about it. Even as the show is airing, we're looking at some of these situations going, oh, yeah, I remember that. Kind of funny.
Yeah. You know, just kinda, yeah. See, that's good. See, a lot of us ladies, we'll brood over it, and we'll remember it into season number 4. So that's pretty good. So now, where was the head? I was looking, where did you guys go to the bathroom?
We dug, pretty much dug a hole in the ground and made an outhouse, and that was pretty much it.
Oh, really? Okay, because they didn't catch that on film.
There's a few places on the island you don't want to dig.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So did you guys put, okay. Yeah. Cause you know, I saw the tents. They looked good. I saw the area that you had to build up, set up your own camp, eat. I just didn't know where the toilet was. And for somebody like me, if I ever, you know, went dredging, the first thing I would want to make sure is, you know, I wouldn't set up the tent. I'd set up the toilet first because you could still sleep in the toilet. The tent, that comes second.
You can dig a hole anywhere. Don't you ever spend any time outside?
No, yeah, I have, but, you know, I can't squat well. I got bad knees. See, how do, you know, guys, I think, could squat better. I mean, I do have squatty potty, which means I would have to put squatty potty into my backpack if I ever went dredging. All right, now, you're a dredger, right? Because when they show you and there you are looking all good, you know, and in your hat and everything, and they say, you know, dredger. What is a dredger?
I mostly work, like here in Colorado, I work in the rivers. I've got a kind of a big suction device that floats out on the river, and I take the material up off the river bottom, and it runs through a sluice box, and we get the gold out of the river that way.
What's
dig a hole
biggest,
10, 12 feet deep in the river.
What's the biggest nugget you found?
The biggest that we found over the years, we found a pair of nuggets that came out of the same hole. They were about an ounce each. Worth, well, back then, I think they were worth about 1,000 then. They've long been sold.
Oh, that's cool.
That's about the biggest that I've ever found.
Man,
Colorado's
you're making more money than
for large nuggets.
Yeah. Man, and I wish I did that before Obamacare took over. I'd be making a heck of a lot more money. Well, Chad, thank you for joining us so much. I know you're busy. And for those of you that want to catch Chad Watkins on Ice Cold Gold, always check on, I guess, Discovery. Where's the best place to check when the next airing is? Because the show's replaying.
All the information will be on the Animal Planet website. Go to animalplanet.com and Google or put Ice Cold Gold into the search engine, and it'll bring up the show page.
I love it. Thank you, Chad. Talk to you soon.
Nope. Have a good day.
You too. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Be prepared. Stock up now. Save up to 25% on Mountain House Foods only at CampingSurvival.com. This week only, save up to 25% on the number one brand of freeze-dried foods, Mountain House. All fresh, new product, and the lowest prices ever in the history of Mountain House Foods. But hurry, sale price is good only from July 1st through July 7th at CampingSurvival.com. Call now, 800-537-1339, or go to CampingSurvival.com. Since 1956, CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Tuning in 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you all for being patient on the lines. We got Robert on the line. Hey, Robert, buddy, how you doing?
How you doing, Dr. Dolly? I want to just say that your show rocks.
I got a severe problem
with sleep apnea, and my sleep doctor and two different EMT doctors have been ignoring my nasal problems, and my primary doctor just sent me for a C scan, and she told me that I have nasal polyps and cysts. And my question to you, could that make my sleep apnea worse? And also, does weight loss, in your opinion, help with sleep apnea?
Okay, great question. For your second question, absolutely. Weight loss does help, but it all depends on the type of sleep apnea you have. You have central sleep apnea and obstructive sleep apnea. Central sleep apnea is less common. It's where something's kind of not working in the brain and you end up stopping breathing when you sleep, whereas obstructive sleep apnea is your brain's working fine, but there's something obstructing the air, like your tongue, your jaw, your tonsils, the fat in the neck, making your airway smaller, nasal polyps, any sort of nasal obstruction. So any obstructive type of component, which is usually responsible for about 70% to 80% of sleep apneas, would be caused by that. And then there's like a very small amount that's mixed, central and obstructive. The thing is if you are a mouth sleeper, where your mouth, a mouth breather when you sleep, nasal polyps may not affect as much. But if your mouth is closed and you're trying to just, you know, take in all the air you need through your nose, absolutely nasal polyps could be an issue. Now, losing weight is an issue for people who are obese. But if you're not obese, or if you're obese and you have, you know, huge tonsillar tissue and a huge uvula, which kind of hangs down to the back of the throat, sometimes ENT surgeons will actually remove that tissue doing a UVVP, a uvula pharyngopalatoplasty, taking out the tonsils and the pharynx back there to open up that area. And I apologize if I stumbled on my words because I'm speaking too quickly. But in terms of if you have a heavy neck and that's what's pushing everything in, weight loss is paramount even before we even think about surgery.
Well, it's funny because my sleep doctor tells me that the weight loss is not going to help, and my primary doctor keeps encouraging me to lose weight. The EMT doctor also encouraged me to lose weight. So I'm really frustrated, but I'm starting out with a new EMT doctor in a couple of weeks that's going to look at the sleep counts and the nasal polyps. But boy, this thing's been really, really frustrating. And it's really hard for me to connect my sleep doctor. It's just like we're not on the same page, and this made things difficult.
Well, yeah, it is. And, you know, sleep apnea is pretty scary with, James Gandolfini dying very abruptly of a heart attack, from what we understand after dinner. You know, James Gandolfini, Tony from The Sopranos, you know, had a very kind of linebacker build and a very big neck. And somebody like him, if you look at him, you're thinking, you know, this guy must have had sleep apnea too. And so when, you know, we look at people who, God forbid, drop dead of a heart attack or whatever, we always try to, you know, think of how can we prevent it in our loved ones with ourselves. And so weight loss, I think, would help a variety of issues anyway, whether you're trying to address sleep apnea or not. And I think we all need to start aiming for lower weight. But in some cases, we'll notice heavier people have more severe sleep apnea than the slimmer people with obstructive sleep apnea. So even though it may not cure it 100%, it sure couldn't hurt to lose the weight.
Yeah, and I dropped from 197 to about 180 in the last 8 months, so I'm definitely working on it. It's been difficult,
and
but
how tall are you? How tall are you?
I'm about 5'8".
5'8", okay.
5'8".
All right. Yeah, not bad. Not bad, so keep it up. But, you know, I love the idea that, I love the fact that you've gotten a couple opinions and you're trying to be proactive with this. Sometimes the nasal polyps can be removed through surgery. Sometimes they grow right back. So I'll leave it up to the ENT if he, you know, thinks it's worth removing. But then again, if you are going to be having some sinus surgery and you have very large tonsils or a very large uvula, you know, he may want to consider, you know, if you have severe sleep apnea, to do some other surgery while he's in there.
Sure, and I was actually kind of talking about that, even though I really didn't know how to ask him that question, but that's something I've been thinking about too. So, your call's been right on for today. I mean, I
appreciate it. Yeah, well, and keep me posted, okay? Email us so I know what they ended up doing, okay? All right, good luck with that, Robert.
I really will. Thank
Take
you
care.
So much, doctor.
No problem. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One topic we discussed this week was, does anybody out there need a wake-up call in terms of heart attacks? You know, what had happened with James Gandolfini, he was known as Jim, in multiple movies. I was a huge fan of his, especially with The Sopranos, but many other movies that he had done, The Mexican, Crimson Tide, etc. When you see a 51-year-old man in his prime, dropped dead of a heart attack. And from what we understand, the coroner is saying it's just that. No issues with alcohol, drugs, anything like that. He was in rehab years ago, but we don't think there was issues with drugs, although there were eyewitness accounts saying James Gandolfini had drunk some shots, et cetera, right before his last, you know, moments, before he went back to the hotel, et cetera. But, you know, whenever we see this, there, with everything bad, there's got to be some good. And maybe the good to this is it gives us all a wake-up call that we could at any time drop dead of a heart attack. Pretty scary stuff. And, you know, maybe we'll kind of tell our husbands to lose some weight. You know, maybe my husband will say, you know, look, you got a little bit too much, junk in your trunk. You know, honey, lose a little bit of the booty. And, you know, if my husband said that to me, I mean, he'd probably get thrown out of the house. But, I mean, you know, maybe we need to toughen up and tell each other, tell our spouses, tell our parents, tell our brothers or sisters, tell the neighbor, look, you know, you need a wake-up call. Okay, you know, being overweight, having all these other issues, and, you know, the AMA this week wants to call being obese a disease. I'm 100% for that, okay? You know, I don't want to worry about the psychological stigma. Many of us that have weight issues and have trouble fitting into our pants and our jeans from high school already have some psychological issues stemming from that. You know, getting doctors to, address obesity as a disease and getting insurance companies to hopefully start paying for obesity drugs and bariatric surgery and lap bands is, I think, where we need to go. We got tons of high blood pressure medications out there, tons of diabetes medications out there, tons of antidepressants, but not really a lot of medications for weight. True, a lot of it is lack of exercise. A lot of it is lack of motivation. A lot of us is thinking, you know what, we look good with our curves, but no, we need to look at it as obesity as a disease because we're treating all these other diseases that stem from obesity. We're treating sleep apnea. We're treating high blood pressure. We're treating diabetes. All right? And the fact that a 51-year-old, very wealthy actor could drop dead of a heart attack means any of us could. Now, was he going to the doctor? Many of you asked me, did he see a cardiologist? Did he listen to the Dr. Dahlia show? I don't know. Okay? My guess is if he was vacationing in Rome, he probably wasn't listening to the Dr. Dahlia show. But I'm not saying, in jest, in our show, we always think about these things. And sometimes people think it's a negative. People don't want to hear me harp about heart disease and how we may be overweight and we need to get things checked, but it's a wake-up call, okay? Not all heart attacks, you know, are people that live through it and could say, yeah, I've had 4 heart attacks. My father was never sick until the day he died because he woke up one morning, went to say hi to my mom, and dropped dead of a heart attack in front of her. All right. I don't look at heart attacks as things that, oh, you go into the hospital for a couple days, you leave the hospital, you follow up with your doctor. Many of you are lucky out there and thank God you lived through it. But the heart attacks I'm used to seeing are the ones where you don't live. And then you can't go back saying, crap, I should have had my cholesterol checked or I should have had my sleep apnea checked. All right. It's a wake up call to all of us. Get ourselves checked. Be more proactive. Your body can only take so much. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you on Monday. Remember, we are live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, every day, 9 to noon. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, download our apps at iPhone and Android for free. But most of all, please be safe. God bless.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit utopiasilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at FreezeDryGuy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.